Text numéro 42. Enormous emissions gap between top 1% and poorest. The top 1% of earners in the UK are responsible for the same amount of carbon dioxide emissions in a single year as the bottom 10% over more than two decades. The findings highlight the enormous gaps between what have been termed the polluting elite, whose high carbon lifestyles fuel the climate crisis, and the majority of people, even in developed countries, whose carbon footprints are far smaller. It would take 26 years for a low earner to produce as much carbon dioxide as the richest do in a year. The UK is not alone in having such a gulf between high and low earners on greenhouse gas emissions. A growing body of research points to the existence of a polluting elite whose lifestyles bear little relation to those of the majority of people. This holds true in developed and developing countries, where the poorest tend to be responsible for a tiny amount of greenhouse gas emissions, while those with most wealth are comparable in their impact with the elite of rich countries. Flying, driving large, expensive cars, owning multiple homes and travelling between them, eating a diet rich in meat and imports, buying more clothes and imported luxury goods are all reasons for the richest generating far higher carbon footprints. Poorer people tend to stay closer to home in small houses and use public transport, while their expenditure on luxuries and items such as fast fashion is much smaller. The actions taken by most people, such as turning off lights to save energy, will make no difference if the government doesn't address the fact it's the rich who are disproportionately responsible for the climate crisis. However, the government has preferred to reduce taxes on activities such as flying and driving, despite their environmental impact. Peter Newell, Professor of International Relations at the University of Sussex, told The Guardian the massive gap should be addressed. The most effective way for the government to tackle climate change would be to properly tax the rich through a well-targeted carbon tax scheme. If the UK had started taxing carbon emissions from just the top 1% of income groups two decades ago, the effort could have raised about £126 billion to retrofit nearly 8 million homes, keeping us warm this winter and bringing down fuel bills, while providing critical support for renewable energy and making us less dependent on Putin's gas. Taxes on the most polluting activities could target only the rich and need not add to the cost of living crisis for the great majority of people. They could also help to plug the yawning gap in the UK's public finances and be a key lever in driving the transition to a cleaner and greener economy. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.